Vayter in Shas. We are in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf, picking up on Yud Testament Beis by the Baal and the page by the Mishnah. By the Mishnah. Zok Tehle Gemeshnah, Ve'enos in Tachshit on the Vazkacham in Allah, make jewelry for the Vazkachavim, Katlos and Azam Dabos, chokers, nose rings, or rings, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Beschar Mut, if you're doing it for payment, then you can. Ein Mochen Lehem, Ve'mechur Gilakarka, you can go and sell them things that are attached to the ground. Of a Mochum Mishik, you can sell them once you actually cut it off the ground. Then you're allowed to give it to them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mocher Hu al Menas Lakut, you could sell it in condition that you will chop it down. Which the Machlokas says whether you could sell it to them when it's still attached or not. And Yehuda says, the Tanakhama says, once if it's attached, then I'll sell it to them because we're worried they're going to keep it there. And Yehuda says, no, once it's chopped off, then you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to sell it to them. I'm sorry, even if it's not chopped off, as long as he's going to say he's going to do it. Now, what does this whole thing have to do with? This has to do with the discussion whether or not you're allowed to sell land to a guy, an Ovid Kochavim, and if you. Since the stuff is a mechubel lekarka, that's the question over here. Says the Gemara, "Not immediately, but we know this idea from the Inala to sell him something who's a mechubel lekarka." Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, peep turn the page. Chaf Amar Af. The Amar Karl the Pesach says, "Lo sechaneim." Lo sechaneim means you shall not. Well. Let's get the whole pasuk. This pasuk is talking about when Klal Yisrael is coming to the seven nations that were in Canaan, when Eretz Yisrael before they came. And it says, Unusana Hashem lekelcha v'necha v'kisam. He's going to put them before you, give them the smackdown. Hachrim tachrim asam, destroy them. Lo sichus lahem bris. You don't make a covenant with them. Velo sichanim, and do not show them favor. What does that mean? We're going to see, the Gemara is going to say three different things we learn from this with this words over here, but when it starts off by saying you don't allow them to have a place to rest, to dwell on the land. They should have a place to park themselves. Hi, says the Gemara, affect the Gemara, what do you mean? Hi, lo sechanei mi bayilei. That, if it's really... We need this though for something else. Hi, lo sechanim mi bayile. The hachi kamarachmana. Lo sitain lo titan lahem chain. Do not give them, do not show them any favor. Rashi says, shelo yomer kama ovik kachav zenoah. How beautiful is this ovik kachav? Can't go out and say, wow, you're great, you're amazing, you're fantastic. Whoa, you're such a good basketball player or something like that. So we already need to do something else. This is going on. MK and Limakar Lo Sichunim. It should have been written Lo Sichunim, and that would have been showing favor. My Lo Sichunim, Shmamin Atati. Now we can learn out both of these things. That's don't show favor, and do not let them give them a parking spot. So you can't give them things, you can't give them land. There are things in Machobel Akaka. Vakatami, by the way, we still need it. Dachiyam Rechmana. This is what it's saying. Lo Sitim Lehem Matanos Shalchinim. You can't give them a gift, you can't give them presents, a free gift. Right? Rishonim said, we don't want you hanging out with the Goyim too much, end up intermingling and all the bad stuff happens. In fact, the Gemara, if that's true, then lema kra lo sechinim. Lo sechinim would show the idea of giving something free. My lo sechanim, shmamina kulo, we learn that all these dinim from here. Ta'in amayachi, we write so it supports these ideas. Lo sechanim, lo sitan mechanoye bekarka. Davracha, lo sechanim, lo sitan lemchein. Lo. Davar acher lo sichanim lo sitan matas chinam umatas chinam gufa tanoi. Now this idea of giving them a gift, a free gift to avodah zarnik, this is actually a machlokas tanoim. The time of the brayso lo sochlu kol nevela. You're not allowed to eat nevela. Nevela is an animal that hasn't been shechted properly. Lo sochlu kol nevela, it just died. Lo sochlu kol nevela la ger hashem sharecha titnenu. You give it to a ger that's in your midst. And he can eat it. Oh, machor nachi, or you sell it to a guy. When we say ger, by the way, we're talking about a ger toshav. That's a person who took upon himself sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach, and that's what you do. You go and you give them such a thing. You got to take care of him. You got to make sure that he is good to go. It says Rashi, the ger shabshrecha, ger toshav shekibah love sheva mitzvahs shesab b'nei noach unaveila. Muterislo, it's muttered him. Vatom etzuvah leachyo, so you're chayiv to go to give him sustenance. Tchsev ger v'toshav v'chay imach. Right, so that's what the pasuk says. Ainly ela leger benisino lekachav mechira. So it's pretty straightforward that you only give a ger, you give it to him, and a guy, you go and you sell it to them. Leger mechira binayin. How do you know you're allowed to sell it to a ger toshav? Tamid lomar titanenu omachor. Give it to him or sell it to him. Lomar kachav benisino binayin. What about that? You could even give it to an over kachav. Tamid lomar titanenu vachala omachor lenachor. You give it and he'll eat it or sell it to a guy. Right, depends how you break up the pasuk here. Rashi says v'drusha tavayu anachri. Dilu devarim kiksavam aser lovet kachavim aser titna hachi ibayle le mechtav titnenna the achla legeret shebicherecha amachar lanachri the lo matzilok meikrai the nesina anachri. The way that the pasuk is formatted allows us to make this drasher nimsa taomer echad legeret veechad. Give it to him and you can sell it to him. Divrei Meir. Zagzik to Meir. So he's thinking we give a gift to the guy. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, Dvarim Kichsava. What do you mean? Things are exactly as they're written. Leger Benesina, you give it to a ger. Ule Oved Kechavim, Olev Kechavim Bemechir, you sell it to him. Rashi says, Vabachinam, Asar Litin Lo Shum Matana. You're not allowed to go and give him any matana. So Rachokos of Meir says, you're allowed to give him matana. Rabbi Yehuda says, to a Ovid Kochavim, you're not allowed to give him a ton. See, this is actually a machlokas. Shabbat Gamer Rebbe Meir, but the Gemara says, what do you mean? Rebbe Meir said good over here. Rashi says, Parchin of Rebbe Yehuda, Ha Vadi Shabbat Gamer Rebbe Meir, Bain the Mechira, Bain the Nesina, Ika Lemishdina, Lemishdinhu, Ogachav Magar. The way he, Rebbe Meir, darshan the pasuk, because it can go both on both ways. What do you say back? Rebbe Yehuda Melech, he's going to come and say back to you, Isa Kadakta Kadam Rebbe Meir, if you really want to say Rebbe Meir is saying, then lichta v'chmana titnenav achlo machar. Let the pasuk say, "You shall give it, and he will eat it and sell it." But it doesn't do that. It says, "Oh." It says the word "oh" in the middle of it. Rashi says, "Chalaku." Oh, lamali. Why do we need the word "oh" in the middle over there? Shema minol. The Rambam kichsav mudas. It's telling you exactly as it is written. That is how it has to be done. To a ger, you give it to a ger, you sell it. The Rabbi Meir, what's he going to say back? Kahulak dumei nesina deir the mechira v'kachav. No, the reason why he writes it in such a foul format is in order to show that really, ideally, lichatchila, it should be done in that fashion where you should be giving it to. Giving it to a ger and then selling it, give it to the ger goes before selling it to a guy. That's the, you know, the chatchila it should be done. Rashi says, "Im yish ger b'sharecha lo yom kreinu lo kachum." There's a ger there. Don't sell it to a guy. Give it to him. Lahachi asa oh. That's why there's a word oh there. Lamashma lamitzvah hachi lager asher b'sharecha titnenu v'hu ikar mitzvah o im ein ger mocha lo kachum. If there's none there, then you go and you can sell it to the guy. But Rabbi Yehuda says no. Kevin the ger atamitzuvah la'achiyoso. Since you're mechuyev to go and try to support them, you have to take care of them upon success. Take care of the ger toshav. Ukanani yeh atamitzuvah la'achiyoso. You're not mechuyev to go and do such a thing. Hakdam lo tzarech kara. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that because that's obviously that's pashas of what we do. Davar achel. Another thing when it says it means you're not going to go and you're not going to give favor to them, right? Speaking like very positively about a guy. It's also a person to say, wow, how beautiful is this guyish person? You're not allowed to do such a thing, right? Maisa affecting more, what is it? But Maisa, story time. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Shaya al Gabe Maila Barabayis. He was on the steps of Arabayis. Well, Venice Kochav Machas Nabi Yosef. He saw this beautiful woman who was a Goyish woman. Wow, how great are your works, Hashem. Rabbi Akiva, even Rabbi Akiva, Ra Ashes Turnafis Arasha, Rak Sachak Ubacha. He saw the wife of Turnus Rufus, this Rasha Turnus Rufus. He spit, he laughed, and he cried. Rock shai sabah mitibasucha. He spit because she came from a putrid drop. Sochak, he laughed because dasidami gairi dunasla. He knew that in the future she's going to convert and he's going to marry her. Bacha dai shufa bali afra. He cried because this beautiful thing is one day is going to rot in the ground. The Mefarshim say that what happened over here is that Turnus Rufus used to have these arguments with Akiva, with Rabbi Akiva often, and one day he was really in a bad mood because he was getting destroyed by him and in an arguments, and he came home and said, his wife said, what's the problem? He said, Rabbi Akiva, like, he's just causing me these problems over here. So she says, I'll tell you what, we know that Hashem, their God, he hates Znus. So let me get dressed up in front of him, and I'll get him to go do an Aveira. And she got all dressed up and came in front of him. Akiva saw her, and that's when he said this happened. He spit. He laughed and he cried. She said, why did you do this? So he said, I'll explain two of them. The third I'm not going to explain. I spat because you came from a putrid drop. I cried because your beauty one day is going to go to the dirt. And he laughed because he knew the fact that he's going to marry her, but he didn't say anything. So when she heard that, she goes, is there two for me? She said, yes. And she converted and ended up marrying him. So this price is Rav Shimon ben Liel. He was able to, he praised this woman over here, but Rav said, you're not allowed to do it. V'rav. How do we understand what happened over here? Oduyehu de Kamode. He was just giving praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating such a thing. Damar Mar, Haroa Brios, Tovas Omer. Someone says beautiful things. Omer Baruch Shekocha Bara Ba'olama. You say, blessed Hashem who created such a thing in this world. What is he? Is Shemir Sanaya? What's going on over here? How's he able to go and look? The pasuk says you have to guard yourself from any evil thing. You shouldn't look at a beautiful woman if she's not married. Or even a married woman, even if she's ugly. Beep, turn the page. Not even the color of her clothing of a woman. Rashi says, "Shezocher is Haisha." You remember the woman? Kamoshiyim lubeches, mahen shemiyapin osa maharacher. You're going to start thinking about it afterwards. V'lo b'chamor v'chamora. You can't look at a donkey, a male donkey or a female donkey. V'lo b'chazir v'lo b'chazira or a pig. V'lo b'ovas not birds. B'sman shezgam zemzeh. At the time that they're machanahim, is one with the other. You can't look at them. But filu malei inayim kamalach hamavis, and even one as full of eyes as the malach hamavis is also to look at these things. Now, Agav, once you mentioned the Malach HaMavis, Amru Alav al Malach HaMavis Shekulo Malei Einayim. The Malach HaMavis is filled with eyes. B'shash Pitrosa Shechola, at the time that a person who's sick, when they die, Omid Me'al Meshasav, the Malach HaMavis stands above the head of this person. V'charbel Shulfim Yavel, he has a cherub, a sword in his hand. V'tipa shalmara tluyabo. There's a drop of poison that's on the tip of the knife. Kevin cholero so, when the cholon person, he sees the Malach HaMavis, he sees what's going on. Mizdazeya p'seach piv. He gets all shocked and opens up his mouth. V'zorgo zoch piv. The Malach HaMavis throws this drop of poison, throws it into his mouth. V'mena mason. From that is what the person dies. V'mena masriach. From that is what the cause of body to rot. V'mena panamarikos. From that, his face starts to change in all different types of colors. So, questions of the year. How can the Bishon Gamliel is looking at this beautiful woman? What's going on? For the Gemara, Karen Zavis Havai. It was a corner. Rashi says, Kishepona Liyamin Lishmo, the Kanis Mimava Lamava, you Pogan Zed Zed. They kind of like ran into each other. They carried on a corner. The inner row saw me Rachel Ginsh from afar, but Kinegdo Shiatsa Minav. Right? It was just literally. They came in the corner and he saw her. If he would have seen her coming in the first place, he would have looked away, but he didn't see her coming. So that's what happened. That's why he said what he said. Now look at the color for clothing of a woman. This is going to remind you of the woman herself. This is talking about even if they're on the wall. If we're talking about even if she's not even wearing the clothing itself, some of that. This is only where he recognizes the Baal, the owner of this clothing over here. He knows this woman who wears this clothing all the time. Then he's going to have these thoughts. But other than that, it's not going to go ahead and awaken him to anything. Well, she says, Isha or Gil Lovshan, she normally wears such a thing. Amarava Dekanami. You can also be Meduic in the way that said he read the Katani Velobig de Tseva Shal Isha, Lokatani Velobig de Tsev Onim. It just says, not that of a woman, the color for clothing of a woman. Rashi says, Mashvash and Makiri, he recognizes who she is. It doesn't say just with color for clothing. Rashi says, Einan Shal Nashim. Already recognizing who this woman is. Shema Amina. Ba-da-dam-bam, bam-bam-bam. Amar Rav Chista says, Hi, Hani Mili Ba'atiki. These words are in the case of old clothing, right, that he saw that she wore beforehand. Right, Rashi says, because he once saw her wearing these clothing, then that's going to remind him of her. Rashi shall live. This could be often remembers the beauty Vidafka Big Day Sivonim, and specifically these colorful ones of Shisha Noban, Lo Shkiche, Aval, Shabagod, them normal regular clothing, the Shikhve in Lenoi, Lomasigadai Tilara, there's not gonna have any sort of hear her that's gonna come from it. Aval Bechadati Lesson Ba, but if we're talking about new clothing, you don't have to worry about it. Rashi Shalom Vashtam Elam, she never wore. That's not going to bring about these types of Yehurim. Dilo Teimach, if you don't say that, Anan Manalaspuri Echi Avinan. How do we give a woman's new clothing to a launderer to be taken care of, right? The one who finishes the clothing when they go and they clean it. Rashi says, the Kovis Amasakin Begadim Chadoshim Ha Kamistakal, right? He's going to look at the clothing. He's working on the clothing. What are you supposed to do? So it's got to be that's Mutter. Well, the Tamech, what do you mean? According to your reasoning, that the Bryce is talking about even one who looks at these things during his work. Hada Amar of Yehuda min b'mino mutter lachnis kimichol b'shvil feres. When you have one animal that's mating with another one, you're allowed to go and put the the male animal into the female animal, hakamistako, right? Reuven says that one is not that not only is one mutter to go ahead and mate animals, right, one species together, you're even allowed to use your hands to insert one, the male part into the female one, right, like a tube, like Rashi says, la'adam and la'achmas be'adayim ever a'zachar, right, so the hold on a second, how come it's dakel, and he's looking straight at it, right, you said, you know, look at the donkey, the female donkey, ella ba'vidita tarid. The person is working, he's busy, Rashi says, tarid libo, a malach to v'shechech b'hiru, he's too busy to think about hiruhurim, hachanami here too ma'viditari, oh, you're also in the case of the launderer, the reason why you're allowed to give him this woman's garment is because he's already busy with his work, so it's not going to be necessarily anything to do with the fact that it's new clothing, it's old clothing, whatever it is. So the fact that you give the clothing to this laundromat is an araya that it's going to be mutter to look about the new clothing or something like that. Amar mar, mimena mace. From this drop of poison, the person dies. Right? We talk about the Melech HaMavis over there. Neima pliga davur de Shmuel. Let's say that the Braisa is arguing with that story of the father of Shmuel. Amar avur de Shmuel. Amar li Melech HaMavis. Melech HaMavis said to me, I lo de chayshina likra de briyasev. Not for the fact that I'm worried for the honor of Hashem's creations. Hava prana besa shchita kveima. I would tear open the place of the throat of the shchita like an animal. Which sounds like the way that he does it is by shchita, not with poison, right? Rashi says that liros mevechutz kebehema, alma mechatech mamasho, right? That the wound would be visible from outside, even, yeah. So it's not with the poison. And for the Gemara, Dilmai he tipa mechatcha luhu l'simanim. Maybe that drop is what cuts the simanim, the pipes, the cut in the veshet in the throat from the inside. If not for the fact of the honor of the man, the poison would be allowed to go, do it, you know, tear it open from the outside. Mimenema sriachem from that drop it causes it to rot. Messiah le Rabbi Chanina bar Kana, the Rabbi Chanina bar Kana, Amri be Rav, harotza shalo yisriach meso. Someone who wants to make sure that the dead is not going to rot. Yevchena apanav, let him turn the body on its face, and it keeps the poison from spreading to the rest of the body, that it doesn't go to start to rot. Tana Rabbanan, v'nishmarta mikol davara, you got to guard yourself from all bad things. V'nishmarta mikol davara, Rashi says, v'samach le, ki yeh b'cha isha sher lo yeh tahor mikra layla v'kam mazir le, li shamash ho lo yeh v'li dekach. You want to make sure a person became tamei from Kerry, be careful to not have that happen. Says the Gemara, v'nishmarta mikol davara, sher lo yeh hara adam yom, or shouldn't person think, have you heard him around during the day, if you have a day, tuma v'layla, and then come to tuma at the night time, right? Because the pasuk leads one to the next. Mikan of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, Torah Mevi'el Adei Zehira. Oh, here we go, Masih, Latsi Sharim, Yisharim. Torah Mevi'el Adei Zehira. So when a person is stagging Torah, brings you to Zehiras, to being Zorah, to being careful. Zehiras Mevi'el Adei Zerizas, that brings you to be Zorah, to be quick and diligent. Rashi says that Torah, Aidei Sha'asukba V'omeid Sherah U'mevin Asaros Shav Nishma, you understand the Asaros, the warnings, and you go and you guard yourself from these warnings. It brings you to Zerizas, like this person doesn't come to actually come to Tum in the first place. Rizas moved in the Nikias, that brings you to the Nikias. Rashi says, Naki be'ein chet, you can claim with no sin. Nikias li nivele de parishas, brings the parishas. Rashi says, Afri davar mutter. He was something's mutter, parish, lahachmir alatzma, to separate himself, to be machmir himself. Precious Mevi'el Adei Tara, that brings you the Tara. Rashi says, Tahor Tzach Melubin Va'odav Minach, is even greater than cleanliness, is the idea of purity. Tara Mevi'el Adei Chasidos, that's going to bring you to Chasidos, to levels of piety. It's like Lefnei Mishur Sadin. Chasidos Mevi'el Adei Anava, that brings you to humility. Anava Mevi'el Adei Yireschet, brings you to fear of sin. Yireschet Mevi'el Adei Kedusha, brings you to a state of holiness. Kedusha Mevi'el Adei Ruach HaKodesh, that brings you to Ruach HaKodesh. Rashi says, La'ashos Allah V'shchino, that the Shechino will rest upon him. Ruach HaKodesh Mevi'el Adei Tchias HaMeisim, brings the person back to Tchias HaMeisim. Chasidos Gedola Mikula, and Chasidos is higher than all of these. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Dibarta B'chazon LaChasidecha, then you Hashem spoke in a vision to your pious ones, right? Kodesh Baruch Hu chose to speak to those accomplished in Chassidus. It's obvious that they're the ones or the top of this. Upligad Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Hanav Gedol Mikulin says, Hanav is greater than all of them. Shenamah's pasuk says, Ruach Hashem Elokim, Alai Ya'an Moshach Hashem Osid Levas Hanavim. The Spirit of Hashem is upon me because He anointed me to bring tidings, you know, the news of redemption to the humble ones. Chasidim and Amel Anavim doesn't say to the ones who are Chasidim, rather to the humble ones. That Anava is actually the one that's the top, the cream of the crop, above them all. On the next part of Mishnah, Machon Lemi, I'm going to sell to them planes that are attached to the ground. The Tanu Rabban. Oh, no, we saw Machlokas about the cut ones, right? The Machlokas is whether or not Rabbi Yehuda Remeir. Let's see. Okay, Tanu Rabbanon. Machon Lemi, Elon, Almanasa, Kotzvikotzitz. You can go ahead, you can sell them a tree in condition it's going to be cut down, and then you can go and you can chop it down. The Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda. That was the Tanu Mishnah. Remeir, Omer. Ain Machon Lemi, Ela Kotzutza. You can only sell to them once it is already cut down. Shachas, Almanas, Ligzos, Vigozes. You can sell them shachas, which is Rashi's tfuas chitin usar and kodem shesmale bezirin. These are like this type of wheat and barley didn't yet grow to its full amount. It's called shachas. You could sell them this stuff on condition it's going to be cut down and then cut it down. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. I say Rabbi Yehuda. Meir Omer ein mochin lem ela gezuzah. You can only sell to them once it is chopped down. So we see this machlokas two times. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, kama on aslux of a coat, so you could sell them grain on condition it's going to be harvested, and then you can go and harvest it. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, only once it is in a state of cutsword, only once it's chopped down. So your three examples are Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Why didn't you eat all of them? Uksricha. The Ashmini, I just want to talk to the case of Ilan, the Behal kama Rabbi Meir. That's where Rabbi Meir says that it's got to be. That it's got to be already chopped down by the tree, because given the lo pasid mashile, that since the voters aren't exactly lose anything by leaving it, you can leave it over there. But in which case, the sale would be against the issue of giving them, you know, land over here. Rashi explains, it's called giving him like a place in land. But the other two things, if you leave it there, it's going to get lost, it's going to get ruined. So then Rashi says, no, we said that already. If you leave it there, even modi leir of Yehuda, you're allowed to sell to them even before it's cut, because of course they're going to cut it. But then we say, nope, he argues even there. We asked him about the time to give you said these two cases over there, we can go ahead. The tree and the grain, and you would think that it's only those cases Rabbi Yehuda is going to say it's okay. Mishum de lo yidia shvchaya, because there's no benefit that you're seeing by leaving them over there. Rashi says lo min kar shevach bechiburin mikan ve'elach de kama sadav the kama the grain is going to lose out. Ilan niinam is lo pasid, it's not going to lose out. Miu lo minka l'shabech, you're not going to see it's getting better. Aval shachas, the idea of the shavchayu, the shachas is not fully grown yet. Rashi, the nearly nine, the kamat damashi l'mishabachas, it gets better as you leave it over there. Even modi l'Rabbi Meir, you can say, but even be master the Rabbi Meir, it's also do such a thing, so where he's going to keep it over there. And therefore, you have to say that. Vishma v'ahav, we want to say the cases of the stuff that's not fully grown, and that case. But how come that's where Meir is going to say his din, that you have to make sure that you, it has to be cut down of Allah Anach, but in the other two cases, but the tree and the grain, where there's no benefit by leaving of them, even though the Rimeir is going to be mocked in the Rimeir, Tzrichas have to tell them they're arguing in all cases. Frank the Gemara, Ibailu, Ibailu, the Hema Manasseh Shchot Mao. What happens in case of a person selling an idol, an idolater, an animal in condition that's going to be shechted? Remember, we learned you're not allowed to sell them certain animals, right? But if they said at the time that they're selling it, right? Manasseh Shchot Rashi's Mastim of the Therish. Hasim Tamei Ma'ay Shari Rabbi Yehuda. Why did Rabbi Yehuda allow the trees, the plants, and then the stuff that's not fully grown, the barley, wheat stuff? What was the reason he allowed it? The Labir Shusei Kaimei Lo Matzim Mashalu, because after the sale, they're not in the Rishus. They have a Zarnik, and he therefore is unable to leave them standing there, right? Since the stuff, the grain, the tree, and we'll call it the fodder, are in the field of the Yid, the Avodah Zarnik can't leave them uncut, because the Jew is not going to let them leave them over there. Ava Behema, Kim the Rishus say, David Kachavim, Kaimi Mashalei. Once you sell to him, it's in his Rishus, he's going to hold on to it, therefore he's going to be Mekayim it, and therefore it would be a problem. Rashi says, well, Behema, Miki Zavin, La Avodah Kachavim, Rishus say, Kaimi, it's in Rishus. Maybe, Rabbi Yehuda will be Masa, Rabbi Meir, that it's also to do such a thing. Oh, Dilmalosha, maybe it makes no difference. Rabbi Yehuda is going to say the one to be Mata to sell the animal, even though it's going to go in his Rishus. And, you know, he'll, we said it's for shechting, therefore it should be okay. And what's the answer to that? Tosh Shabbat, the time runs in the Baisa. Behema al Manas Lishchot Veshochit. If somebody says that Behema, the condition you're going to check that, that's just Mas name of affairs, just like we said, we have this Rashi. Did Rabbi Yehuda. So Mas al Manas Lishchot Veshochit. You can do it. This is Rabbi Yehuda says, if Meir Oma Ein Mochanila El Lishchot Veshochit, let us have a Shechta once you see straight up, there's the argument in that case as well. With that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great day.